It's time to separate fact from fiction and health fads. It's time for the Dr. Holly Lucille Show. Here's Dr. Holly.
Hi, folks. Thanks so much for coming back. I've got the lovely, the talented, he's such a great hugger, Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum, with me. And we're going to be talking about anemia and how, guess what, folks? It's so much more than iron deficiency. Hi, Jacob.
Hey, Holly. Yep. So for listeners today, if you're tired out there, anemia is one of the things you really got to look at. And even if the blood shows that your blood count is normal, even if the blood test shows that your iron is normal, low red blood cells, not having enough red cells to carry oxygen around your body can be a significant factor. So we're going to teach you today what to do about that.
Yes. You know, because I love it, and I get right to our segments because I know that they go quickly and you've got such great information. But it's one of those things in these reference range laboratories, where when I see patients come in and perhaps they, you know, bring them in from their other doctor and they're like, well, here's my latest labs, and my doctor said everything is fine. Well, there's an art to actually medicine, and I think you can't treat lab tests, you have to treat people. And, you know, a lot of times I see doctors just go down that middle, and if anything isn't in the middle, meaning it was flagged H or L, meaning high or low, they sign off of it, goes in and chart. There's no sort of critical thought process around it and really looking into things where are they optimal? And I think, as you said, anemia, there's so many things that are connotated with it, correct?
Absolutely. So let me give an example. For example, looking at ferritin, which is the main iron level.
Yes.
The gold
it would be
standard,
iron storage, correct?
The iron storage. And the gold standard for diagnosing iron deficiency is a bone marrow biopsy where they look. And the worst iron deficiency is when you see no iron in the bone marrow. That's the worst that there is. What they found is that 92% of people who had that worst iron deficiency possible on bone marrow biopsy had a normal ferritin blood test. And the researchers are going, why are people using this normal range? I mean, you can hear them saying, are the doctors insane? And the answer is, well, yes. Anyway, let's give a couple common things besides iron, too, that cause blood counts to be low. Number one, chronic inflammation, which we see so much of because of the medical term, crappy American diet.
Right.
Excess sugar, white flour, grain-fed meats, not enough fish oils or omega-3s. So you want to decrease inflammation. Things like curcumin, if you're going to supplement, I would use one called Curamed. That's
right.
The only form. Getting omega-3s and fish oils, and I like Vect Omega because it's just one pill instead of eight. Cutting back sugar, going with whole grains, using grass-fed meats, all of these things settle inflammation, which allow your red blood cell count to come back up. Another misunderstood and not thought of cause of anemia with normal blood test is low adrenal. Low adrenal causes you to be dehydrated. If you think about it, Holly, the blood test, the hematocrit, looks at blood volume relative to red blood cell mass. So if you're dehydrated, it will look falsely normal, even though you have anemia. So increasing salt, treating, if you have that irritability when hungry, feed me now or I'll kill you,
right.
That's low adrenal, licorice, adrenal glandulars, increasing salt, getting rid of toxins such as 200-pound toxic people in your life, you know, other things like that. But these kind of things will help your adrenal heal. I like an adrenal stress end product, which also is very good. So there's many, many things that can be going on. But let's give listeners a little trick that they can tell to get a sense of whether they may be anemic. And you don't need a big machine. All you need to do is flip your lower eyelid back and take a look at it.
Uh-huh.
And take a look at about 5-6 people, get an idea how pink it normally is. And then if it looks really pale, that suggests anemia. That's how the old-time doctors used to do it before we had blood count machines.
Right.
Simple, simple things as part of the art of medicine.
That's right. Simple things, and you put them together, and you also put those together, that lower lid being pale. And I love your suggestion of, hey, take a look at a couple, you know, other people's just to have the reference point, because I think that's important. But then also your symptoms, you know, are you tired all the time and you really can't figure out why.
Mm-hmm. And what you want to look at for some of the most common causes, iron deficiency, and especially if people are vegetarian, low iron, low zinc, low calcium are the main deficiencies. So it's something that wants to be looked at. But B12 deficiency, B6 deficiency, testosterone deficiency will cause it. So if you have loss of libido, whether you're male or female, then you may want to consider even low testosterone as a contributing factor. Blood loss, if you're taking ibuprofen or other aspirin medications, these commonly cause loss of blood in the stool and are a common trigger for anemia. So many different things to look at, but it's not really hard to track down. Just do a common sense thing. For nutritional support, except for the iron, I use a vitamin powder called the Energy Revitalization System that I recommend for everybody. One drink a day gets 50 nutrients. And what it'll do is cover pretty much everything except the iron that your body needs to make red blood cells. Eating meat, if you're not vegetarian, and even vegetarians, there's a lot of good sources of iron. So simple things to do.
Let's talk about some of those vegetarian sources of iron. Blackstrap molasses, I know, is a great one. I always say the floppy greens. The floppy greens, just all the leafy greens that you can get in there. What else?
But the thing is, when you're doing the leafy greens, you want to take vitamin C with it. So get something, a fruit or some other thing that's high in vitamin C, so you absorb it. The problem with the iron in vegetables is that it's poorly absorbed because you don't have the vitamin C in combination. Meat iron is much better absorbed, so take the vitamin C with it. Beyond that, the easiest way for a vegetarian to get plenty of iron is to take an iron supplement. And I know that's not the pat on the back, gee, thank you, wonderful way to do it, but it works. And just make sure that you get a simple one with about 25 milligrams of iron and at least 50 milligrams of vitamin C. Again, otherwise you won't absorb it. And then if you're worried about that, do that a bit every so often. But otherwise, again, the green leafies, the floppy greens, as you say, combined with a food high in vitamin C would be, to me, the best way of getting the iron for somebody who's vegetarian.
You know, it's interesting that you say vitamin C. Now, obviously, we got 60 seconds here, and I appreciate that so much because it does increase iron absorption. I read a great study on the absorption of iron. Bisglycinate form seems to not cause those GI symptoms as much as other forms. The BIS glycinate form, like Solgar, has a nice gentle iron. But also, I think vitamin C, you know, mostly the number one used vitamin from our adrenal glands. So you think of all the adrenal sort of fatigue out there, sometimes a deficient vitamin as well.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And you want to get all of the nutrients together in good balance.
All right. So there's that N-Fatigue product. Absolutely love it. There's Jacob Teitelbaum talking about anemia and how it's so much more than iron deficiency. We got to stay fueled and we have to have those nutrients on board. Folks, this is Dr. Holly Lucille, Mindful Medicine. We'll be right back.